Good evening. I'm Erin Granger with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Alaska Governor Bill Walker has ordered that all United States and Alaska flags be flown at half staff for the next 5 days to honor a soldier from Juneau who was recently killed in eastern Afghanistan. 36-year-old U.S. Army Chief Warrant Officer II Jacob M. Sims was killed Saturday in Afghanistan's Logar province when his helicopter crashed. Governor Walker made the order effective immediately on Sunday. The governor's office said in a news release that Sims was assigned to the 4th Battalion, 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment, Joint Base Lewis-Mitchord, in Washington State. The U.S. military has said 6 other crew members aboard the helicopter were injured in the crash. The Defense Department has provided no details about the crash other than saying it was not caused by enemy fire. 16 young Alaskans are suing the state, demanding the Walker administration take action on climate change. As Rachel Waldholtz from Alaska's Energy Desk reports, it's the second such legal action taken in the last 6 years.
This suit comes 3 years after the Alaska Supreme Court dismissed a similar lawsuit from young people asking the state to do something about climate change. The justices ruled then that it's not for the courts to set climate policy. Those decisions have to be made through the political process by the legislature and the governor. This new lawsuit says, essentially, the state has made its choice. And by encouraging oil development and permitting projects that emit greenhouse gases, Alaska is actively making climate change worse, violating the plaintiff's constitutional rights to life, liberty, and property. Now, the suit says, it's time for the courts to intervene. Andrew Welly represents the young plaintiffs. He says they want the state to produce a plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
If that results in reductions of oil and gas extraction, that could be a component of the plan.
Welly works for Our Children's Trust, a nonprofit which has filed similar lawsuits in states around the country and in federal court. They also backed the previous suit in Alaska. The lead plaintiff is Esau Sinek, a 19-year-old from the community of Shishmaref on the Chukchi Sea coast. Shishmaref has voted to move the whole village from its current location on a barrier island because of rapid erosion due in part to the loss of sea ice. The lawsuit argues that climate change threatens the very existence of Sinek's home village and native culture. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.
There's a potential alternative natural gas supplier for the Interior Energy Project. Siemens Government Technologies is proposing to transport Cook Inlet gas via the Alaska Railroad to Fairbanks. Roger Purcell with Wasilla-based East-West Pacific Consulting is working with Siemens on the proposal. Purcell maintains there's ample Cook Inlet gas available to feed the state back plan to increase gas availability in Fairbanks.
There is reliable quantities of gas from other suppliers in the area at less cost, which would be better for the consumers here in the Fairbanks area.
Purcell says the gas could supplement Cook Inlet gas currently processed and trucked to Fairbanks by Fairbanks Natural Gas, noting that rail offers 2 key advantages.
It immediately reduces the cost of transportation, and it's also a safety issue where it's a lot safer bringing it by rail than by truck.
He highlights potential to vastly expand the supply, as Siemens is working with the U.S. Department of Defense to provide gas as an alternative to coal to fuel heat and energy production at interior military bases.
In the area, which would then also help lower the cost of gas price to all the consumers here in the Fairbanks area.
Purcell says moving Cook Inlet gas by train was part of the original reason behind the Port McKenzie rail to extension near Houston. Last week, Siemens Group representatives gave presentations to the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or IDA, which is shepherding the state's backed Interior Energy Project.
If they got a better mousetrap, bring it on.
IDA board member Gary Wilkin of Fairbanks characterizes the Siemens Group proposal as mostly promises, but maintains it could dovetail into the current Interior Energy Project plan if and when the demand for gas exceeds what IDA-owned Fairbanks Natural Gas can supply.
We are looking for the lowest price for the most people as quickly as possible for natural gas for Fairbanks. So if those folks think that they can fit under that metric, We're wide open for proposals.
And now is the perfect time to explore this exciting new development that has been offered by Siemens.
That's Pamela Troop, a board member of the North Star Borough's Interior Gas Utility.
We haven't come to our final purchase and sale agreement yet. The board hasn't been presented with the final yet, so we still have room to negotiate that.
Troop is referring to a state financial deal with IDA to take over the $350 million interior energy project. IDA's board approved the sale last week. The borough's interior gas utility faces a November 30th deadline to decide whether or not to sign on. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin Granger.